Human rights groups say the death toll from anti-government protests in Iran has reached at least 116 people after the regime cut access to internet and international phone calls. The US-based human rights activist news agency says more than 2,600 people have been arrested, as Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei signalled a crackdown. The regime escalated threats against protesters, with warnings from Iran's Attorney General. Anyone taking part will be considered an enemy of God, a charge punishable by death. The son of detained Iranian Nobel Peace Prize winner Najez Mohammadi says the people of Iran urgently need support.
Therefore, at the present time, the Iranians mainly need satellites. They mainly need the internet. They mainly need logistical support and the support of politicians and the population outside the country. The Iranian regime is not insensitive to this. This has already been proven. Therefore, as an Iranian outside of Iran, I can only ask for the help of the international community.
Protests have spread across the country since the 28th of December, beginning in response to soaring inflation. They quickly turned political, with protesters demanding an end to clerical rule.